This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and I'm joined by Taylor Hurd. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. And Taylor, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I'm a singer-songwriter. I go to Berklee College of Music, which is what has brought me to the wonderful Boston area. I'm originally from Western New York, Ithaca-ish area, if anyone's familiar. And I love to write music. And I write a lot about my experiences in life and hope to help other people by sharing my experiences and maybe they've experienced similar things and can heal with me.
I think that that's a really beautiful reason to make music. And how did you get into making music?
I've always kind of done music. My dad used to direct musicals and stuff when I was a kid, and so I'd go with him to rehearsals, and that was some of my biggest exposure to music as a kid. But he also listened to all sorts of stuff, and I just grew up constantly surrounded by it. My sister started making music. She'd play all sorts of oldies and picked up guitar, and I remember I always wanted the same attention that she got, and so I started learning ukulele and guitar, and I just kind of immediately started writing once I picked them up. It just felt natural to me.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And you're playing guitar today. Do you have any side instruments?
What do you mean? Just
like an instrument that you're like kind of playing with on the side, that you know?
Ooh. Yeah. I think, in a way, honestly, piano is kind of a side instrument for me, even though that's kind of embarrassing. But I never took it officially, so everything I've learned of it has just been trickling in slowly. And I like to mess around on it a little bit to hopefully have my my Lady Gaga at the piano moment someday.
I could see it for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, with that, would you like to play us your first song?
I would love to, yeah.
Excellent.
This first song is called Misery, and it is actually based off of the concept of Stephen King's Misery, using that story as a metaphor for a romantic relationship. Always cutting corners, I was made to crash and burn, but you'll lift me from the wreckage just to cage me like a bird. So I'll lay here in the bed you made me, sing you pretty songs, but underneath the guise of fantasy, we both know it's gone wrong. But your love still tastes sweet. That must mean it's still good for me. A swing and a hit keeps me tight in your grip, keeps me here, keeps me down. And you're so into me, but you love like a brick to the knee. Playing hostage, so I'll be the writer and you'll be my misery. Tending every wound you read so nice when playing nerd. But my bones, they still remember. And you cannot soothe my nerves. A fair weather friend with drastic means. A temper with a bite. And though the highs taste of Dom Perignon, the lows may take my life. But your love still tastes sweet. That must mean it's still good for me. A swing and a hit keeps me tight in your grip, keeps me here, keeps me down. And you're so into me, but you love like a brick to the knee. Playing hostage, so I'll be the writer and you'll be my misery. Playing hostage, so I'll be the wounded and you'll be my nurse. I'll tell the stories while you bring the hurry. Yeah, I'll be the writer and you'll be my misery.
Woo! That that was great.
Thank
that was
you.
Awesome.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Very, very pretty song.
Thank you.
Are you a big reader?
I am. Yeah. I've been getting back into it more and more. When I was a kid, I used to work at a library and I loved reading and would try to read everything. In fact, I rented out every single book on space that they had in the library because I was fascinated by it when I was a kid. But I took a detour for a little while. I still read, but not as much. And now I've been really getting back into it.
Awesome. What was your favorite book as a kid? Start there.
Wonder.
Wonder. It's, I don't know that one.
They made a movie about it recently, but it's about a boy who was born different from how people tend to want to perceive people, and him finding love in the world anyway because he just is such a beautiful soul, and proving to people that looks shouldn't be everything.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. And what's your favorite book that you've read recently, Ben?
I just finished Turtles All the Way Down by John Green, and
nice.
I really enjoyed it. I'm definitely becoming a bigger and bigger John Green fan the more I read.
Yeah, those brothers, they're I like the way their brains work.
I do too. I watched a lot of Hank Green during COVID. He kind of saved me there. Yeah,
especially if any of that space interest is carried through.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Oh, what do you think about, have you heard about the new Interstellar, Atlas 3i, whatever it is? It's a new interstellar object which has entered our solar system.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have not heard about this.
It's getting closer.
What does that mean?
Well, it's probably a big rock, like most things in space. Mm-hmm. But basically, you know, the first one was like several years ago. It was called like Oumuamua.
Okay.
If that rings any
sounds
bells.
Sounds like a song.
Yeah. So this is the third one ever. And it's bigger than the others, I think, or something. And there's some Harvard professor saying it's aliens.
Okay.
But it's probably not aliens.
It was just the way you said it. Like, it's getting closer.
It is. It is. You know? It's not going to hit us, probably. It shouldn't. It'd be really, really, really weird if it did.
It'd be really weird if it did.
But, yeah. It is getting closer.
Okay. I guess that's good to know.
Yeah.
One more thing to worry about. No.
Of course. Yeah. The comet is coming. you don't have any music out officially right now.
No, not yet.
Not yet. Tell us about your plans.
Yes. So actually, this weekend I'm filming my debut music video for a song that we're going to hear today called Virginia. And that's going to be super fun. I'm really excited for that. And then that song and music video will be released together, hopefully in mid-December is the goal at the moment. Yeah. And I also have another song that I've recorded that you can find it if you navigate to my Instagram, and there's a YouTube link. And that song will also be released at some point, but as of now, it's just a little teaser.
Very cool. And I won't ask for any spoilers about the music video, but at least not on the air, unless you want to share anything.
I'll just say the vibes are going to be immaculate. Think Labyrinth meets Color and Whimsy even further than what it already has.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I really need to rewatch Labyrinth. That's a fantastic
movie.
I
just actually watched it all the way through for the first time, and I knew I was going to like it because of the vibes, but I didn't even realize how much I was actually going to like it. It was such a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I, for some reason, started it not too long ago and then didn't finish it, and definitely need to go back to it. Mm. I think I have it on DVD. It's a good movie to have on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when we were off the air, you mentioned that you were just looking at what your most listened songs ever are.
Mm-hmm.
What is your number one most listened repeated song?
My number one most listened song is I'll Follow You Into the Dark by Death Cab for Cutie.
Solid. Mm-hmm. Solid. Yes. Yep. You a big Death Cab for Cutie fan?
I am a very big Death Cab for Cutie fan. I found them on my dad's iPod when I was a kid, and I listened to them for the first time, and I remember thinking, this is music. This is what it is. Like, this is what I've been missing. And Plans is still my favorite album of all time. Maybe partially because of nostalgia, but yeah.
Yeah. You know, they have such a solid, like, 90s kind of sound. Mm-hmm. It's very, you know,
yeah,
Nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you know where their name came from?
I don't.
It's a song by the Bonzo Dog Band. Came out in like 1960 something.
Okay.
It's called Death Cab for Cutie.
Wow.
Really weird band.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there you go. That's where it came from.
Dang. You're educating me.
I try every once in a while. It is Tufts Educational Radio after all.
That is very true.
Yes, yes. And I don't think that it would be too unsurprising to hear that you like Death Cab for Cutie, but are there any songs or artists that people who have heard your music would be surprised to know you listen to a lot?
Some people already know this, so those people won't be surprised, but I actually love Midwest emo. Like, a lot. Like, Mom Jeans is one of my favorite bands of all time. I've seen them in concert. I'm on their Instagram at their concert, front row, screaming as they did a backflip. Yeah. I love Mom Jeans.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's a lot of pretty close to Midwest emo in the local scene here in Boston.
Yep.
So are there any local bands that you're keeping an eye on?
I'm sure that there are, none of which names are coming to mind. There's obviously a lot of very talented Berkeley bands that I know and work with. There's a group called Keyfound. I work with the same drummer as them. Very talented group. Would recommend. But otherwise, I'm blanking on anyone else.
No worries. Luckily, we have a local musician right here with us now. And would you like to play another song for us?
I would love to play another song for you. We're gonna keep it soft. This song is called Pomegranate.
If lending my tongue satiate your thirst, I'd try that first before offering a glass and filling you up. I would morph to your cup, my one designed purpose to be full for you. If it's loyalty you're thirsting for, I will lay my corpse upon your shore. If my pomegranate seeds could feed your empty, I'd ask just to peel me gently, and tearing my shell, gorging my arrow, I turn to your meal to be consumed. If it's willingness you hunger for, I will let you bleed me to the core. I swear I'm okay with that. I swear I'm okay with it. I think I'm okay with this. I think I'm okay with it. I swear 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 I'm okay if lending my tongue could satiate your thirst, I'd try that first before offering a glass.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you. And, you know, I think that mic two is sounding, it is sounding a little buzzy, I think.
Okay.
And other than just us, if you would, if you wouldn't mind just sliding down a little bit, if we could use that one. Yeah. Just little mid session. so sorry.
It's okay.
A collision. That's like when you're watching a cartoon and something big happens off the screen and you hear like the cat and the trash can falling over and all that stuff.
Do you want me to switch, like move?
If you could use the new one as your guitar mic, that would be good, just so we don't have to.
Okay, wait.
Yeah. I think that'll fit over. We can do a little dance and you can all imagine what's happening.
Like,
that can,
Whoa.
Wow. They are so flexible, these mic stands.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about getting, like, myself a microphone so I can record podcasty stuff at home. And I'm just so spoiled with the setup here.
Yeah, that's fair. People don't realize, but a bunch of, like, little leprechauns just ran in and started moving stuff around. It's too bad they can't see. Too bad it's a radio show, and they can't see all the fun stuff that's going on right now.
Yeah, and they're wearing the craziest little outfits.
I know. It's just...
it's so bizarre.
Absolutely bonkers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. And, yeah, I just so that everyone listening knows that wasn't just for fun, do you hear that buzz? Now, do you not hear that buzz? Because I sure do. I don't know. It's the details sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
If your music had a mascot, what would your mascot be?
Oh boy, that's such a good question. I actually was just saying to my friend, I have a friend who wants to make me a logo, and we were trying to talk about fun little images that would work. And I actually said I feel like a nice little brown fuzzy moth would be a good thing for that, because it has a degree of whimsy to it, and there's beauty to it, but there's also kind of this inherent darkness of this creature of the night, you know? But it's also attracted to light, you know? So I think that there's a lot of fun little metaphors within there that I could say when it comes to my music.
I like it. Yeah. It's like... just as cool as a butterfly without being as, you know,
exactly
in your face about how cool it is.
I also think I would argue that some moths are actually even more beautiful than some butterflies, even though the butterfly has a certain beauty standard to it. But
if creak, so many sound effects today. you said that you're from Western or Central New York.
Yes.
So have you seen a Luna moth?
I have seen one. I actually have a really fun story about one. I'm not 100% sure it was one, but when I was younger, I used to live right by the woods, and we had this big 4th of July, like, I can't remember what they call them, but it basically looks like an exploding trash can. Like, they're those big things that just sparkle. Mm-hmm. Probably not legal, but let's not get into that. And we had one of those. We set it off, and, you know, big bright light in the middle of a cul-de-sac. And then the minute it ended, I had this thing fly in my face, and I was like, what the heck was that? As I see it fly away, and it was like as big as my head, I was like, what the heck was that? And I, as I saw it fly away, I saw it was a moth, and I was like, what? And it was one of those experiences where I just stood back in wonderment, because what, how does that just happen to you, you know? No one else saw it just disappeared into the darkness, but very interesting.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there, I feel like they are. That Luna moths are a moth that you'll either like see and it'll stay where it is for a while, or it's like there and then gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
But they are very, very cool. All right. Moths. Do you have a, let's go back to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen any, maybe like small brown moths I've seen in Boston.
Yeah.
No really big ones.
No big ones.
Wrong city for it.
Yeah.
Not really a city animal.
No. I mean, I guess they do like light. There's a lot of lights, but yeah, not as much woodland area for them to cozy up into.
And it might just be your mascot, but are there any places in Boston that you like to go to cozy up, to decompress, to get inspired?
Definitely. I think Trident on Newbury Street is definitely up there, close to campus, and very good vibes, books, coffee. Who could ask for more? I've been spending a lot of time in the Fens recently. I've found this tree that is kind of bench-shaped, if you're being creative. And the first time I was walking through there trying to find somewhere to sit and read, I found that and I was like, that's my spot now. So, and it's right by one of the ponds. And so I go there and I cozy up and I read my book. So that's a really fun spot, I will say. Immersed in nature.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't spent much time in the Fens, but I have been to the Fells a bunch, which is right near here. Yes. And I would highly recommend them.
Okay.
Let's see. So you have a band that you typically play with.
I do. I do. All people that I met through Berkeley, all very talented musicians. They recorded Virginia with me, which, as I said, will be coming out at some point in the near future. We actually have a show November 5th in JP that you can find more about on my Instagram if you want to hear more of my music with a full sound.
Very exciting. You know how sometimes there are bands which just kind of blow up in a different country?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If your music, when it does come out, could blow up in a different country that isn't the U.S., what country would you want it to blow up in?
Wow. That's so, so interesting of a question. I watched a lot of BBC as a kid. I can't help but want to, like, see someone with their AirPods in on a little red bus streaming my music. So I guess I'll say, I guess specifically London, just because it's the aesthetic, but yeah, I feel like that could be cool. I don't know that I have a specific, I've never even thought about it.
I had never thought about it either. Mm-hmm. I had just popped into my head. I was like, oh, that's a fun new question.
It's a very fun question.
Yeah. What's the best prize you've ever won?
The best prize I've ever won. I won what are those little cameras that have like the little screen that flips out to the side? Is it camcorder?
Yeah.
I, in an auction, no, not an auction. What's it called? A raffle.
Mm-hmm.
Won a little red camcorder when I was a kid. I used to win raffles all the time. Anytime I entered a raffle, I would win. And I got this little red camcorder and I was a child still. So I happened to be watching a lot of Good Luck Charlie, if you ever watched that show. And so I proceeded just to pretend I was the girl from Good Luck Charlie and used the camcorder and was walking around and filming my family and stuff. And then it inevitably broke because I was a child and was not as careful with it as I should have been. But I think that's up there.
That's a good prize. Mm-hmm. Good, nice and creative, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sweet. Well, would you like to play another song for us?
No, I wouldn't. No.
Oh, darn, no. Well, guys, it's been fun.
Yeah, sure. This one's also pretty, I say also, this one's pretty new. How's that coming through on there?
I think it sounds a lot cleaner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Confess, with each beat of your heart, I find happiness may be a calling.
maybe you. Sweet dream spins like silk off your tongue. Moonbeams swiftly slip in the sun. Your eyes cling to mine, I go red as I ponder both blues. I think happiness may be calling. Maybe you. You feel like candlelight on a November night. You smell like pine in the air. Watch as the falling leaves show me to take the leap I held on for summer. Now I fall. Hold me, don't let this moment slip. Our dream rested our fingertips, because happiness may be calling, maybe you.
Thank you.
Oh my god, so many sound effects. Sorry, guys.
Just for the fun of it.
Yeah, everything needs to be oiled in here. Ugh. Oh well. Do you have any good fun facts?
Good fun facts.
Which is honestly one of the hardest questions on this list.
You know, I'm just not that fun.
Yeah, and like, I'm sure that's not true, obviously, but it's just so hard to come up with fun facts off the top of your head.
Okay, here's a fun fact. My cousin is a man named Richard Chamberlain, who happened to be, like, the it boy in, like, I think it was the 70s, 60s, maybe, earlier? I don't know. My dad's probably listening and getting mad at me for not knowing my history. But he was in a bunch of... he was Dr. Kildare, if you've ever heard of that. And he was, like the it boy. Everyone thought he was the most handsome guy. And yeah, he was my grandfather's cousin. So I think that makes him my first cousin twice removed, if I'm right about that.
You said your grandfather's cousin?
Yes.
That would be,
I never know the difference between like third cousin and then first twice removed. I think it's twice removed because it's like generations rather than, I don't know, actual familial separation, but.
Yes. If it's the, so yeah, the removed is how many generations removed. And then, that's a second cousin because it's your cousin's cousin.
Yeah.
First cousin, twice removed. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No, I think you got it. Yeah. You nailed it. Yeah.
So there's someone on here right now that's like, oh my gosh, these guys don't know what they're talking about.
My, grand uncle, which would be one, that'd be a first cousin once removed.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Was in a band in the '60s called the Left Bank.
Okay.
They're Baroque rock.
Ooh. It's,
yeah. Okay. Cool sound. Mm-hmm. So not really an it guy, but cool. Yeah.
I think it's pretty it.
Yeah. It's fun. It's like, oh yeah, little cousin things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. we both have cousins.
Yeah. Families.
Yeah.
If you could wake up tomorrow with the ability to play any instrument, what instrument would you choose?
We already talked about piano. I would say piano's up there because it's like the fundamental of most modern harmony. But I think for the fun of it, probably like violin or fiddle, like that idea. I think that string instruments are so beautiful. I think they are the closest thing to the voice at being able to evoke emotion from a listener. There's just something about a string that can really pull at the heartstrings. I think that it's a really beautiful sound, and I wish that I could create it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Someday. You know, yeah, when you need a new side instrument.
Yeah. I'm sure someday, yeah.
Yeah, if you want, yeah.
If I want.
It'll be there. There are always violins. Mm-hmm. I did get a text saying that granduncle is not a first cousin once removed. That would be... my granduncle's kids would be my first cousin once removed.
Okay.
So I guess that would be my first cousin twice removed because, but then, I'm going to ask you one more question, then I'm going to ask for another song.
Sounds good.
Where do you go to find new music?
Subtle Apple Music plug. I use Apple Music instead of Spotify because even though they are still a very big streaming platform, they are better to their artists than Spotify is. And they have basically what they call Taylor's Station, which is them taking all of the music that I have downloaded and kind of shuffling it and then using an algorithm to recommend other songs sparsely in between the songs I already like. And I will always go to that because... it's really good about finding me stuff that I will definitely like. And then it also sprinkles in a couple songs I already know and can rock out to. A lot of times when I'm driving, I'll put that on. So I'm subtly finding out new music along the way.
And it fits right in. Imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. If you're at the ready position.
Yes.
You can take it away.
Yeah. So I'm actually going to play Virginia, the song that I'm going to be doing the music video for this week. And be careful about what I say. They say monsters dwell under the bed, but most leave the rumor buried unsaid. But we know they're there. Yes, we're all aware. You can't hide. I found the bottles piled on the floor. I heard you claim that's not you anymore, but they are plain to see. And you cannot fool me, not this time. So enjoy our little trip out in Virginia, 'cause it's the last time that your shh is gonna fly. And when you're back, no, I don't wanna see ya. That was your last chance, this is goodbye. Don't come back, took your toll, credits roll. So if our monsters cower on the ground, creep as we sleep and make no sound, is that why bottles of red sit there under your bed? Nothing left. Tucked out of sight where no one sees, where you can worship on your knees to that numbing feeling where nothing else is real, must be nice. So enjoy our little trip out in Virginia, 'cause it's the last time that your shh is gonna fly. And when you're back, no, I don't wanna see ya. That was your last chance, this is goodbye. Don't come back, took your toll, credits roll. I'll bet you'll bring us back some baggage as a souvenir. Foreign to your habits, tourist of an addict, cushioned by the bottles in your wish you were here's. Making friends with spirits, but they drain you just as much as you drain them. Pretending to be calm when all the while you're haunted, insultingly hiding your habits, stuffing demons beneath the mattress. I grew up with these monsters, I grew up with these monsters. You're dead to me, so don't you dare to blame me when I need to ghost you. I grew up with these monsters, I grew up with your monsters. I grew up with these monsters, and I am to be your daughter forever. So enjoy your little trip out in Virginia, 'cause it's the last time that you're is gonna fly. And when you're back, no, I don't wanna see ya. That was your last chance, this is goodbye. That was your last chance, this is goodbye.
Woo.
Woo.
I always feel like I need something better to say, like, at the end when, I mean, it's just like, that was an incredible performance, thank you.
Thank
yes.
You.
That's what my woo means. Well, so let's see. You, once again, your name is Taylor Hurd. Where can people go to find out more about you and find your music?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram at Taylor Hurd Official. That's really the best spot. I always am posting any opportunity on there. And then otherwise, I do have a website, all and a link tree. Once again, best way to find that's probably through my Instagram bio. I am working on releasing music, and once that is released, it will be wherever you stream music, you'll be able to find me. That's kind of what I'm up to. I am on Facebook, but Instagram's better.
Yeah. I don't remember the last time I actually posted something on Facebook, but cross-posting every once in a while.
Yeah. So, definitely keep up with me on Instagram and keep an eye out through there for future shows and some future releases.
Exciting mm-hmm. stuff. And let's see. What's the best advice that you've ever been given?
I was speaking to someone this summer, and we were talking about, she's someone who pursued a career in the arts for a while. We were talking, and she said to me, don't feel like you are behind just because you're not where you want to be. And try to take in every moment of your life on the way to the next thing, because if you don't, you're probably never going to feel like you've found the thing. Even if you get to the next achievement, you're just going to find the next thing you want to accomplish. And at some point, you're going to look back and realize you didn't live in any of those beautiful things you accomplished. And she said, don't try to do it too fast either, because the journey is so much of the reason why we do any of it. And she just said, you know, told me a little bit about herself and her journey and said, she was like, you're doing it. And that's all that matters. And you love doing it, and just remember to love it along the way. And that really spoke to me.
That's beautiful. Yeah. It sort of reminds me of a quote that I like a lot, which is from a very silly movie. But the quote is, it's a very silly quote too, but just remember, no matter where you go, there you are.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing, you know, it's, you know, no matter where you go,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
there you are. There's always gonna be somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And once you're there, there you are.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. If your life had a theme song, what would it be?
Seinfeld. No, I'm kidding. That's a good question. I keep saying that to every question. It's buying me time.
Well, yeah. I'm so impressed when I wouldn't be able to answer half of these, and I ask them regularly. Like, you guys, all artists, you guys do great. Interesting brains.
I think one that's been, this is probably not the one of all time, but the one that comes to mind, I'm going to forget the artist name, but there's a song called Roadkill Poetry that I discovered this summer that I really like. And it does a really good job of, most of the song is pretty upbeat and fun, but then it reharms for the last time through the chorus and becomes much more poignant and introspective. And I really love that, because I feel like it coincides with life so well, of like, we're kind of going and we're having a good time, and then it takes a step back and it's just a little bit more introspective about the same things that have been going on, and then it goes back to kind of having fun, and I think that's at least, if there's something that I wanted to be my theme song, I think it'd be that.
Cool. I just wrote it down. I'll have to look it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. Is there... do you know what you're going to be for Halloween?
So I've actually been thinking about this a lot recently. I was talking to some friends, and they seem to think that... I don't know if you're a musical fan, but they really think I should go as Christine from Phantom of the Opera.
I haven't seen it, but
it's basically a white gown is kind of the vibes. But they were like, oh my gosh, that would just be so the look for you. You have to do it. Cause I told them I was doing a song from it, and they were like, oh my gosh, you have to do that. So that's up there on the contenders at the moment.
It's fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you really can't go wrong, you know, as long as you dress up as something.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of do something fun.
And as long as you're not in like blackface, it's yeah. That's, yeah. Yeah. You can definitely go wrong on Halloween. I'm going to take that one back.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's as long as you're, you know, not going wrong, you can't really go wrong.
Yeah.
if you could take one element from a totally alien genre and incorporate it into your music, what would you want to grab?
We talked a little bit about Midwest emo already, mm-hmm. and I would say that in some of my more virgin rock stuff, like Virginia, which I just played, I love the idea of pulling in some inspiration from Midwest emo electric guitar. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things I really like about that genre is there's an attention, there is a certain complexity to it, even though like the harmony and the chords themselves are a lot of times more basic, I don't want to say basic, but more common progressions, they really find a way to show off some really intriguing skills and some awesome guitar licks that just hit in a way that brings me life. And so I would say that that's something that I would love to incorporate in some of my music.
Very nice. And yeah, I feel like There's a good bridge between Midwest emo and like math rock in some cases.
Definitely. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever listened to Origami Angel.
I don't think I have.
They're so good. And absolutely goated at their instruments in a way that blows me away every time.
Excellent. Another one for the list. Mm-hmm. Cool. Would you like to play another song for us?
Sure.
Cool.
I'm going to play you one that's very brand new. It's kind of Halloween vibes. So you'll have to forgive me if there's any mistakes. but you guys are going to be the first people to hear this performed for reals. I've been counting sheep to keep the wolf asleep, but he's out for blood. Could it be I'd hoped he'd eat me, lick my bones clean? 'Cause I've been playing sheep and crying wolf, I keep my neck outstretched. I've been playing bait again and acting innocent, 'cause I hope that he'll go and take me under the moonlight like it's easy to need me. I'm ready, so sink in your teeth, drinking my blood is you loving me. La 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 lovin', la 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 lovin', la 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 lovin', la 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 la. I'm a house of sticks, they told me build with bricks, but I wanna fall. Your bite is avoidable, but I want your belly full, so I know that you'll go and take me under the moonlight like it's easy to need me. I'm ready, so sink in your teeth, drinking my blood is you loving me. La 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 loving, la 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 loving, la 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 loving, la 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 la. I know I'll let you blow me down, you'll take me in your crooked mouth. It's nothing but a sick routine, I'm kissing you, you're eating me. I'm nothing if not guilty when indulging in your thrills. I'm complacent in my dismemberment. La 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 la. So take me under the moonlight like it's easy to need me. I'm ready, so sink in your teeth, drinking my blood is you loving me. La 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 loving, la 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 loving, la 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 loving, la la. Cliche, you're playing me like prey, but I'll take the bait.
Wow. And that's the new one?
That's the new one, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Do you have a name for it yet?
Maybe the wolf.
The wolf. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can leave off the big bad.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Because are they? Is it? And let's see. Actually, here's a question which is somewhat relevant-ish. This might be, you might just say no because you don't have any music out. so it's a little bit more difficult. But have any fans ever interpreted your lyrics or music in a way that surprised you?
Surprised me? Maybe. I'm trying to think. I will say I've had a lot of people, so I write sometimes about addiction, and I've had people come up to me and they're like, oh, are you an addict? And no, I'm not. It's just based off of experiences of other people's addiction. But I actually recently played a show in Somerville where some people came up to me and were asking me about that. But actually, one of the most beautiful things is I have had a lot of people who are addicts hear my music and say that it spoke to them, even though, you know, the experience was not one that is particularly flattering for them. Like, they've said, like, this is really beautiful. I really loved hearing this. It made me feel seen and helped me in my healing journey. And that's absolutely, you know, that's what it's all about. That's something that I'm really happy about. And I've had a lot of people be really supportive and say, like, yeah, you know, you get it. And made fans that way. So I guess in that way, it's a misinterpretation, but has always been a really positive experience for me.
Yeah, that's really special.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had a follow-up on that, but I think I lost it. But, yeah, I'm right. The follow-up was, would you like to read the PSA that you picked out?
Yes. Yes, I would. Hopefully I read it right. Should I read like the heading as well, or?
If you'd like to.
Numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week, the top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Nicely done.
Thank you. Am I going to get a job?
Are any of us? If we could, we would.
I believe you.
Yeah. Sweet. Would you like to play another song?
I would.
Awesome.
We're nearing the end of our time, yes.
Yes, we are.
So this is probably the last one.
Yes, it will be.
All right, perfect. I timed everything absolutely wonderfully.
Excellent.
In that case, because
yes.
This is the last one I planned to play.
Yeah, you said that you had two tunings. So I figured that's one, that's two. Just enough time for the second song.
Wait a minute. That's a little out of tune.
2.5.
Yeah, this last song is the song that you can find in my bio if you want to hear a professionally recorded Taylor Hurd song. And it is called Savior Complex. Can't wrap my head around how we got here. Love conquers everything but you. I tried, I did it all, but nothing seemed to matter when it all came down to me. And down to them. I know a lost cause when I see one, and is it more so you or me? I hate you, yet I tolerate your constant need to just berate me
while you're hooked on them, I'm hooked to you. I'll just see you one more time, and after that I'll stop. I'll say that I've had enough, and then I'll shoot you up. All of my friends say that maybe one day I'll muster up some kind of courage to walk away. Or maybe my needle, so I'll meet you at rehab. Just wrapped my head around how we got here. I'm the priority, just a thought. You're broken and I fell for it. A savior complex, just forget it. Take your wine and pills and needles, powders and prescriptions you don't have. I'll just see you one more time, and after that I'll stop. I'll say that I've had enough, and then I'll shoot you up. All of my friends say that maybe one day I'll muster up some kind of courage to walk away. Or maybe my needle, so I'll need you at rehab. Oh, so I'll meet you at rehab. Oh, you may be my needle, so I'll meet you at rehab. Thank you.
Thank you. And that brings us very neatly back to the top of the hour. Thank you very much.